This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
Rabble.ca.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
In 2012, the Harper government passed an infamous omnibus budget bill that wiped out environmental protections that had been put in place over many decades. The legislation became a political catalyst for environmental and Indigenous groups opposed to the deregulation and weakening of environmental protections. In June of this year, the federal Liberal government announced a wide-ranging review of the environmental processes. Public input to that review is coming to a close this weekend. To talk about the review process and what we can expect from it, I'm joined by Catherine Zamuda. She's a graduate student researcher at Simon Fraser University, and she wrote the Sierra Club submission to the federal EA review expert panel. And we've reached her in Montreal. Hello, Catherine.
Yes. Hi, Lauren. Thank you for having me.
Now, what is the federal government looking at with this review of environmental legislation? What's the scope of the review?
So many changes, as you mentioned, have been done to environmental assessment laws in 2012, which caused the process to lose some of its robustness and transparency. And what the expert panel is trying to do is just to restore some of that robustness and transparency. So decisions about major development projects are now much less informed by science, evidence, and Indigenous traditional knowledge. So the environmental assessment process needs to be updated to incorporate current environmental challenges such as climate change, and the expert panel will be looking at that.
Now, I understand that the review itself covers a wider scope as well, some of the other acts in addition to environmental assessment. Am I right there?
Yes. So it is reviewing the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act, as well as the Fisheries Act, Navigable Waters Act, as well as the National Energy Board Act.
Now, there was a review in 2012 under the Conservative government that resulted in Bill C-38, which was widely considered to have gutted environmental protections. What did that look like?
So a lot of the changes were done to minimize the amount of influence that science and evidence could have on the decisions. And many members of the public and Indigenous groups believed that they were poorly informed of the 2012 changes and were not given a proper chance to provide input. So really, these revisions in 2016 give everyone a second chance to voice their opinions and build a new environmental assessment process that they can all agree upon and to better protect Canada's natural environment.
You wrote the Sierra Club's submission to the Environmental Assessment or the EA Review Panel. What's that particular panel going to focus on?
Well, Sierra Club BC is, a lot of their focus is on spreading awareness on climate change. So our submission for the expert panel and is about incorporating climate change into environmental assessment processes. So the expert panel will be focusing there on our five recommendations. And I can elaborate on those recommendations if you would like me to.
Yes, please do. Yeah.
One example of our five recommendations to the expert panel is on how climate change can be incorporated into environmental assessments. So, for example, we want to explicitly link environmental assessments to Canada's greenhouse gas reduction targets. So Canada has made a number of commitments to combat climate change, and most recently in 2015 at the 21st Conference of the Parties of the UN Convention in Paris. So if Canada is to meet our newest commitments, we must ensure that each new project in Canada reaches these emissions reduction targets. And if they do not, then we have to have a good explanation or justification for why it's not doing so. Another recommendation is for environmental assessments to consider full life cycle greenhouse gas emissions, both created directly and indirectly by any proposed project. So a full life cycle analysis means that the greenhouse gas emissions emitted at every single stage of the project are assessed. And that includes carbon emitted during the extraction phase of a natural resource, followed in its processing, transportation phase, all the way to its consumption. And even if that consumption may occur outside of Canada.
Catherine, you made a submission to the review board. What's your sense of the openness of the Liberal government to real input here?
Well, I attended one of the hearings that they had, the expert panel had in Vancouver, to listen to some of the presentations with recommendations to the expert panel on how to change environmental assessments. And they were very open to feedback and to recommendations. So they are really trying to find solutions on how to best improve environmental assessments. And they would ask the presenters for further information for them to really develop not only things that are wrong with the assessment and that need to be changed, but really proposed solutions. So my sense is that they are very receptive and open to changes, and my hope would be that this is reflected in their final report and then to their suggestions for the minister on how to perform these reforms.
What's going to happen from here with the overall review?
So the expert panel will write its final report to Cabinet, which is due by March 31st, 2017. And that will incorporate all of the information that they heard through the consultations of the public and Indigenous groups. And then the Canadian Environmental Assessment Agency, also known as CEA, will suggest reforms to the Cabinet. Once they have those reforms, the Cabinet will be able to impose the reforms and draft new bills, which will likely be announced by fall 2017. So do stay tuned in for those changes.
Now, is there a way people are still able to have input into this process?
Yes. So we encourage everyone to really take this second chance to change environmental assessments and participated in the review. So as you mentioned, the in-person events did indeed finish yesterday with some of the last workshops and presentations in Nanaimo. However, anyone can still submit a written paper with their recommendations to the expert panel until December 23rd by emailing it to the EA review email, which is eareview_participation@canada.ca. And also anyone can complete the online questionnaire known as ChoiceBook, and it's available on the panel's website, which is eareview-examinee.ca. And if you're curious about all of the other submissions by individuals and groups, those are all also publicly available on the expert panel's website.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Catherine, and take care.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
I've been speaking with Catherine Zamuda. She's a graduate student researcher at Simon Fraser University, and she wrote the Sierra Club submission to the federal EA review expert panel.